Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wanderlover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Wanderlover podcast. This is our holiday special. I want this episode just to be super relaxing, inspiring, and really casual. I'm currently recording this in Mexico still, but by the time this airs on Monday, I will be back in New York with my family. I think it's snowing there. I'm just bracing myself for the cold after an entire year, actually, in the tropics. So I'm sure that will be a really nice and welcome change. I'm excited for it. Thank you to every single one of you who purchased Instagram for Business, the ultimate branding and client attraction guide during launch week. I love getting messages from my readers. And so if you have read it and have been inspired to take action, I would love to hear from you. Some of the readers around the world are already starting their 30-day Instagram challenges, where I challenge you to post every single day for 30 days straight. This not only goes for Instagram, but for all the other platforms that I encourage you to be on too. It is such a great read. I'm getting amazing feedback. And so if you don't have your copy yet, you can head over to my website at thewanderlover.com/IFB. Okay, I want to be very open and transparent with you guys here. I actually struggled quite a bit to come up with this week's podcast episode content. I knew I wanted it to be holiday related and Christmas themed, but I really struggled with coming up with something that was inspirational, but at the same time, very lighthearted. So originally, my idea was to speak about how my Christmases have changed throughout my life, just growing up, because there is a story behind that. And as I was like brainstorming what I was going to say about it, I started like tearing up and ended up just being super emotional about it, to the point where I was like, all right, this is almost, it's detracting from the inspiration because of my emotions. So I'm gonna touch upon my story and not have the entire episode focus on it, but I just wanted to be transparent with you guys that that was originally the theme for this episode, and instead I'm going to end with motivational quotes. So what makes me so emotional about Christmas is it's a really important time for my family and I, so my mom, my dad, and my younger brother. My parents were immigrants from China, so they immigrated when I was 2 years old, and growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. So when we first got to New York, I remember, you know, learning about Santa Claus in school and having Christmas presents. And a lot of this American culture was new to me. And for those of you who don't know, when I first got to America, I went to like a Chinese preschool. So I didn't really speak English and know about American traditions until I was maybe 5 or 6. And so I would remember like having, you know, friends who received presents and got like this whole celebration. And at home, we could never afford to celebrate the way I saw on TV, you know, or like in the movies with the giant Christmas tree and decorations, etc. But my parents always made it their first priority to make sure I was happy given the circumstances. So thinking back, like, they coordinated all of this, but when I used to believe in Santa Claus, there was this one time I really wanted these like shiny gel pens, and they had convinced me that Santa just like wasn't coming. But then I remember like going home to our small apartment, and lo and behold, there were gel pens like under the little tree, and I was the happiest girl in the world. Ugh, like choking up. And this is why I didn't want to dedicate this whole episode to this, because it just gets me so emotional to think like that was a reality growing up. And it was through my parents' hard work, through their sacrifices, through their love for their family, that we are able to celebrate Christmas every year with just so much love and so many blessings. So looking back on where we were then versus where we are now, all the opportunities I've been able to have in life with higher education and starting my own business, and even now the ability to fly back for Christmas from wherever in the world, I'm just so eternally grateful for all of that. And that's why it gets me emotional, because I am truly grateful and thankful. Christmas also, my parents are devout Christians, so it's very important to them. And it makes me feel really great that my brother, me, and them get to spend it together every year. Gary's currently an undergrad at school, so he's living away from home. And before that, I was in school. So we never really get to spend that much time together. And especially, you know, with coronavirus, this year will be the first time I'm seeing my brother. So I'm just, yeah, Christmas is a great time of year. So wherever you are in the world, I am just sending you so much love. I hope you have the happiest holiday season. If you're not able to spend it with loved ones, I hope you are at least able to communicate with them and just share how much you love them and send all good vibes. And this is exactly why I wanted to end or make this episode about motivational quotes, because I knew that telling my Christmas story would just leave me in a very somber mood where I don't even know if it's inspirational anymore. But without further ado, let's get started with my favorite 7 motivational quotes for business and for life. I'm going to break them down into 3 separate categories. So the first is happiness, the second is mindset, and the third is action. And we're going to start with happiness, because I truly believe this is the reason why you should be doing whatever you choose to do in life to pursue happiness. So the first quote is, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will grow up its entire life thinking it's stupid." And I want to start with this quote. I think it's by Einstein. I don't know. I looked it up on Google to try to find who it's by, and some claim it's Einstein, but no one's entirely sure. But anyway, I love this quote because I felt this way when I was in a corporate job, or when I was in situations, you know, growing up, where I just didn't feel like myself. And the feeling where you just are so confused and everyone around you seems to be doing great, but you're there being like, what is wrong with me? Why am I not enjoying this? Why can't I enjoy this, right? And then you end up in the situation where you're just so not confident with who you are, and you are so confused. And that feeling, I felt it. I see so many people feeling it, and it just goes against happiness. It makes you sad. It makes you depressed. And the whole point of this quote is to show you that there's nothing wrong with you. Everybody is a genius. And if you just happen to be in a situation where you're not able to fully express who you are, don't give up hope. Don't be sad. Keep chasing your happiness and keep finding or looking for what makes you happy. And so this kind of brings me to my second quote, which is similar, but explains it in a, I guess, separate quote, you know, inspirational tone. And the second quote goes, "When a flower doesn't bloom, you change the environment, not the flower." And this goes for people too. I see so many people in environments that just don't make them happy, right? They're clearly a creative, but they end up in this corporate cog in a wheel situation, or they love sunshine, but they get a job where it's just constantly rainy and cold, or, you know, just things inside of you that innately bloom when put in the right environments. And I want to say that I realize this is a very privileged thing to be able to say, to just tell you, if it's not working for you, change your environment, because I know that not everyone has the opportunities and has the abilities to do so. However, the point with all of these quotes and my message overall is that if you are unhappy, you need to be speaking up for your happiness and for your decisions that will enable you to be the happiest. Because if you're listening to this and you have the ability to really challenge your fear of maybe changing your current reality, and instead using an excuse almost, you know, like challenging this quote and being like, oh, but it's not going to work for the people who don't have X, Y, and Z, and giving these excuses, but not really fighting for your happiness. That's not the mindset that we're going for here. I know there will always be cynics and skeptics and people who see the glass half empty, but that's not me and that's not my audience. And I challenge you to look at this in a different angle. This reminds me of a conversation I had with my old manager at Bank of America. He was the ultimate sweetheart, like did not have any ill intention at all, but just came from a very different background and understanding of, I guess, entrepreneurship. So I remember this specific conversation where I told him my ideas of wanting to become an entrepreneur. And he was overall very supportive, but there was a tone of skepticism and just not knowing how it would play out or if it would work for me, right? And of course, like he had no ill intentions, but it was just a misunderstanding and lack of understanding. So I was like, I want to become an entrepreneur. And he asked me why, and then it went into what I would do. But then he specifically said, if everyone pursued what they loved and no one was here to, you know, work these corporate jobs at the bank, then society wouldn't function. And he had said that. And I was like, I didn't even know how to counter that argument back then. But I remember just off the bat, I didn't want to criticize that, but I was like, but yeah, not everyone's going to, you know, like people are still going to be working in finance because they're going to find a reason to stay, even if they're not passionate about it. So what is this counter argument and how does it serve me at all? And I was just confused and baffled, whatever. But at that point, I had read the quote, when a flower doesn't bloom, you change the environment, not the flower. And I just knew that I had to change my environment. Maybe other people didn't. Maybe other people bloomed in corporate settings. Maybe other people wanted to change their environment, but had fear or had other inabilities to do so at that point. However, I was really committed and I just didn't really take that into consideration because I had made up my mind. I was trying to silence those fears. I didn't know exactly how it would play out, but I knew that I wasn't worried about, you know, everyone leaving their corporate jobs to become entrepreneurs because that was just so out of the picture. But yeah, thinking about people like that, when you have ideas that you want to do and then they come up with this completely drastic, like opposite end of spectrum hypothetical belief and they're trying to just dim your excitement and you're like, how does this relate at all? You know, what you're telling me, every single corporate employee is just going to pursue their passions. Not going to happen. However, this does bring me to the next segment and category of these quotes, which is mindset. And one of the core pillars of the Wonder Lover podcast is all about mindset, because as an entrepreneur, it's just so important to have a rock solid mindset. So quote number three is, what if I fail? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly? I don't know the author of this quote, but I did find it on Instagram. I read it on Instagram, and it has just been fundamental in my whole influencer, entrepreneurship, business coaching journey, because it shows how your mind can be illogical and just imagine the worst case scenario. So this is directly related to episode 2, Shift Your Mindset, Worrying is praying for what you don't want. So if you haven't tuned into that one, it's super powerful. But again, what if I fail, right? And throughout life, you're going to try things and your brain is automatically going to be like, what if I fail? What if this happens? What if I end up homeless? What if I lose all my money? And it's going to go down this spiral, and you can either choose to feed into that, or you can choose to train that muscle in your brain that catches you when you're thinking those thoughts and automatically starts looking for the best case scenario. Because it's all in your head, right? And you can more or less just have one thought at a time. So if you are going to focus on failure, on being like manifesting what you don't want, then more likely it's going to happen because you're not going to be open and receptive to opportunities that come your way. So let's go through an example. Let's say you are at a 9-to-5 job, you started a side hustle, it's currently making $1,000 a month, and you really want to go all in it. But there's a part of you being like, what if I fail? What if I don't get any more clients for the rest of my life? What if I lose my current income streams? What if I lose all of my savings and the pandemic gets even worse and I end up needing like really expensive healthcare, yada, yada, yada? That could happen, right? Or you could look at it and be like, wait, that's not only illogical, but it's not serving me. Let me imagine what it would be like if I quit my job, I invested in a mentor, I invested in marketing, and I had all the systems set up so that I'm able to generate $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a month, replacing my corporate income and being wildly successful more than I can even imagine right now. Because both of those scenarios are in the future. Both of those are possible, right? But it's just what you give into at this current moment is going to feed the opportunities and the action steps that you are going to take right now. Okay, the next quote that I say on like a weekly basis to almost everyone that I meet, it's like one of the first quotes I said to Rags when I met him, but it's, there can't be a rainbow without any rain. And I repeat this to myself every single time I'm going through a low point where I just get emotional. Maybe it's like that time of month for me. But if I'm ever feeling down, I'll constantly remind myself, there can't be a rainbow without any rain. So just give me all the rain right now and there's going to be a huge rainbow at the end. This has proven true over time and time again throughout my life. And I feel like most people, like, you know this, right? Every single time you've gone through a really low point, you've been able to bounce back from it. You didn't stay there forever. It's taught you a valuable lesson. And having this mentality that you're not being punished when you struggle, right? You're not being punished if you face challenges. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means that you need to work through it. So if you constantly remind yourself that there can't be a rainbow without any rain, and it makes the rain more bearable, then that's only going to improve your resilience and help with your success as an entrepreneur. Okay, the next two quotes are in the take action category because none of this is going to help. None of the mindset work, none of the journaling is going to help your business if you don't take action. So the first quote is, a year from now, you'll wish you had started today. And this goes for anything. You know, hindsight is 2020. You look back on a year before and you're like, I should have started this. If I had started a year ago, I would have been here today. Or if I had invested in this stock a year ago, I would have made this much today. Or if I'd started my YouTube, my TikTok, my Facebook group a year ago, imagine where it would be today. So this happens to me all the time, and this happens to everyone. But the only way to make sure it doesn't happen as often in the future is to start today. So if there's anything that you're pushing off because you think you're not ready, you think you don't know enough, you think it's not the right time, the right time will never come. If that's like the sign you're looking for, I'm going to give you a sign right now, and your sign is to start right now. I don't care if it's like December, right now is the perfect time to start. When I first started working out a few years ago, I remember I'd be like, I'm going to start this program when the Monday matches up with like the first of a month, and I'm going to start this 90-day program when the Monday matches up with the first. And it's like, no, you can literally just start a 90-day program today, and in 90 days, you'll be 90 days more ahead of where you are today than if you started, you know, waiting when the first of the month matched up with a Monday. So silly. And it's also equally as silly in business. So imagine where you could be a year from now if you start today and you are consistent with it. This is your sign. Take action right now. I don't care what day you're listening to this. I don't care if it's a Monday. I don't care if it's like the 20-something of the month. You do not need to wait for a perfect day. And to help you take action and imagine where you will be in a year's time if you were to start, grab a piece of paper, get a pen, and I want you to write down today's date in the middle of this blank sheet of paper. So write down whatever date it is. Then on the top left corner, write down the date in 1 year's time. And now write down every single thing you would like to have accomplished by that date in 1 year. So whether that's, you know, learn a new language, or for me, it's like hang 5 on a longboard for surfing and get my business to X, Y, and Z on every single like aspect of your life. So financial, relationship, business, spirituality, anything you would like to accomplish in 1 year's time, write it all down. Pretend like that sheet of paper is magic and whatever you write will come true. So, you know, give yourself a few minutes, maybe like an hour, to just think about what you truly want this upcoming year. And after you have all of those down, break down each single one to things you can do within a month to get you there, and then break down those monthly increments into daily activities, things you can do every single day to get you to your monthly milestones, to get you to 1 year's time in the future, having accomplished everything you wrote down, right? So this makes your dreams a reality because you're breaking them into actionable steps. And so for me, I want to be able to hang 5, hang 10 on a longboard in 1 year's time. So I will have to go somewhere and continue to be places where surfing and practicing on really solid surfing waves is a reality and helps me to achieve that goal. And if not, then maybe I can reprioritize my other goals and make sure that I'm achieving the most that I can in 1 year's time to make sure I'm the happiest. So of course, this will vary for every single person, but ultimately, I just want you to be the happiest. I want you to feel accomplished. And the last thing I want is for you to be still inside your comfort zone, stuck in a position you don't want after an entire year. Because right now is the best time to start. Okay, so my next quote is really simple. I don't even know if it's a quote, but it's just something that I live by sometimes when I'm like investing in courses and ebooks, binging on podcasts. I catch myself consuming more content than I'm creating. And so this next quote is, execution is always better than knowledge. So on paper, it's like execution is greater than knowledge. It's like that greater than symbol. So that's how I have it down. And when you are listening, you know, to these episodes, I always want you to do something for yourself and your business after. I don't want you to spend the entire day listening and not taking action. So execution will always teach you way more than if you were to just read or listen to it, read about it or listen to it. And then my last quote, I'm pretty sure you can all guess it because it's literally in every single one of my ebooks. It's all over my website. I have it on so many of my emails, and it's by Paulo Coelho. Coelho? I actually don't know how to pronounce his last name. Coelho. It's Portuguese. And it's from one of my favorite books, The Alchemist. If you haven't read it, highly recommend. But the quote is, when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. I know off the bat, you might be skeptical and you might be thinking, I want to be a millionaire tomorrow. Why isn't the universe helping me become a millionaire tomorrow? And this is a similar train of thought as, remember earlier in the episode when I said my manager was like, well, if you want to be an entrepreneur, then every single person in corporate should just follow their passions and become an entrepreneur, something along those lines. I know it's not the exact same, but having that kind of skepticism and almost mockery of a quote or a situation doesn't get you as far as if you were to kind of internalize this with an open mind and be open to the opportunities that it presents, as well as believing in the validity of this quote. So it's only when you start believing, you know, not really trusting statistics, not looking at the glass half empty, and you start thinking about this, like when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. There's this huge manifestation trend going on right now, and it's geared towards this. And maybe, just maybe, you might start thinking there's validity to it. And I'm here on the other side being like, this is one of my favorite quotes because I believe in it. It has proven me time and time again throughout my business, throughout my life, throughout just everything I have ever wanted has come to me. And it all starts with wanting it and then working towards it and believing that everything will happen to you the way it's meant to. It's super profound. And I absolutely love it. And I'm just really happy I'm able to share it with all of you guys. So those are my favorite 7 motivational quotes. I hope they make you happy. So the first few were in happiness and then changing and shifting your mindset and then taking action. Action, action, action. If there's anything that you take away from this one podcast episode, other than being inspired and happy and in a good mood, I want you to do one thing right now that will get you and your business and whatever part of your life you want to improve to the next level. There's always something you can be doing within the next 10 minutes to make that change. And I hope this has inspired you to do so. I'm going to pop in next week with a recap of 2020. I hope you guys all have the most amazing holiday season with your loved ones, if possible. I hope you all stay really safe. And if you have any questions, if you have any feedback, my DMs are always open. I love, love, love chatting to all of my listeners. And also, if you guys don't already, please follow the Wander Lover podcast on Instagram. It's a new page where I post casual like quotes and also updates on weekly episodes. If you aren't subscribed yet, you should also subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Sending you guys so much love, and I'll see you next week.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.